Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is quite pleasant. Tel Aviv is enjoying sunny skies, while Jerusalem sees a few clouds. In Haifa, it's a lovely day to be outside. Meanwhile, Eilut remains warm and inviting. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post just in. Jordan and Bahrain are drawn deeper into Iran's regional storm. The collapse of the June ceasefire is putting pressure on Gulf governments. Also, Walla reports just minutes ago, Hamas has taken over a UN food compound in Jabalia. This has halted distribution to thousands of families. Also, this hour, Ynet informs us that U.S.-Iran war fears are growing. This follows intensified fighting around the Strait of Hormuz. Separately, Palestinian sources tell I-24 News, Hamas continues its military and financial recovery. And finally, from Australian Jewish News, an Adelaide Jewish family's home was targeted. The Jewish Community Council of South Australia condemned it as a shocking, cowardly act. Reaction has been swift on social media. I-24 News, an Israeli international news broadcaster, shared just minutes ago that Bahrain says its air defenses intercepted several Iranian aerial attacks Monday morning. From Middle East 24, posting earlier today, residents of North Darfur report newborn skin abnormalities following deadly drone strikes attributed to the Sudanese armed forces. Community leaders urge an international investigation. Al Arabiya English posted earlier today that Yemen's armed forces accuse Iran and the Houthis of violating Yemen's airspace. They warn of appropriate responses and hold Iran fully responsible. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation in the Gulf, the Jerusalem Post reports that missile attacks and maritime tensions are increasing. The collapse of the June ceasefire has intensified these issues. Gulf governments now face a delicate balance between security and diplomacy. The regional stability remains in jeopardy. Turning to the crisis in Jabalia, according to Walla, Hamas militants forcibly entered a UN World Food Programme compound. They took control of a warehouse, halting food distribution to thousands of families. The UN condemns this action and calls for immediate restoration of aid. The humanitarian impact on the local population is severe. Meanwhile, Ynet discusses rising tensions between the US and Iran. This follows US strikes on Iran after an Iranian attack on a container ship in the Strait of Hormuz. The missing crew member heightens the urgency of the situation. The escalation threatens further instability in the region. In a related development, I-24 News reports Hamas's ongoing recovery. The organization is bolstering its military and financial capabilities. This development adds to the complexity of regional peace efforts. And finally, the Australian Jewish News highlights a disturbing incident in Adelaide. A Jewish family's home was targeted, an act condemned by the local Jewish Community Council. The attack raises concerns about anti-Semitic sentiments and community safety. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that 1.1 billion shekels have been approved for the rehabilitation of southern settlements. This comes after a delay in the Finance Committee's budget approval. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes that honey prices are plummeting ahead of the holidays. The Ministry of Agriculture approved a quota of 400 tons of discounted honey, impacting prices in retail chains. And finally, CTEC reveals that Netflix spends an estimated $1.10 a year lobbying in Israel. This information emerged from court documents related to regulatory and policy work. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.